farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
With rising food prices and general food security issues, engaging in backyard gardening can be considered a step in the right direction. It can also inspire you to take an interest in the origins of your food and to make better choices about what you put on your plate. Stay with us for the next few minutes to learn more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader-Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business. Once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader-Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow. One of the easiest ways to start a backyard garden is to use containers to plant crops. A wide range of containers can be used, for example, old tires, large plastic bottles, ceramic bowls, clay or plastic pots, kerosene tins, as well as 45-gallon drums cut into two halves.
Container can be used once it has the depth and the necessary width, such as tires. You can use metal drums where you have to cut them in half and ensure that holes are at the bottom to help with aeration. They can even use, I've seen old refrigerators being used, pots, anything basically. They can build boxes. They can just use up what they have in their home. Just make sure that holes are at the bottom.
Senior Director, Human Resource and Administration, Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Bridget Williams. Container gardening also allows persons to grow a variety of crops.
Some of the crops that they can plant include like tomatoes, they can plant hot peppers, sweet pepper, cabbage. They can do cucumber, but they have the trellis of cucumber because it can really grow upwards instead of to the side. They can do callaloo. I mean, basically most of the vegetable crops can be growing containers.
Once your garden has been started, plants should be watered every 2 to 3 days to maintain adequate moisture. However, excessive watering should be avoided as this will cause waterlogging. Container-grown plants are also susceptible to pests and diseases. To prevent infestation, plants should be inspected regularly for the presence of insects and diseases. Some insect pests feed on the leaves of plants while others eat the fruit. To control insect infestation, planting marigold flowers among the plants can help. The strong odor of the flower repels insects. If you are having difficulty, you may call your local RADA office for assistance.
Wherever they are located, they can contact the RADA office in their parish, and we will come in and give them the technical advice. We also have a backyard garden kit that AgriGrace puts together that farmers and householders can purchase to help in developing their container garden.
Senior Director, Human Resource and Administration, RADA, Bridget Williams. And now for our proverb of the day. Man no dead, no call him dopey. And this means, as long as someone is alive, don't dismiss their potential.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.